The world needs faithful women. Since the last days of Mother Eve, women have played an essential role in helping bring to pass God's plan for His children. This month, we have the chance to learn more about some of the women who were pioneers in the early days of the restoration of the gospel. For example, on page 25, we can read about Emma Smith's courage. As we study Doctrine and Covenants 25, we hear the Lord's words to her, asking her to create a collection of sacred hymns. The restoration continues in our day, and the world needs the significant contributions of faithful women more than ever. On page 12, you can read how those of us who serve as general officers in the church have seen the power of the priesthood at work in our lives. This priesthood power, available to both men and women, is what allows God's work to continue on earth. You can also read a message from President M. Russell Ballard on page 8 about the women who help shape his life. Regardless of our gender, age, race, or other circumstances, we all are beloved children of God with divine heritage and potential. Sincerely, President Joy D. Jones, Primary General President. End of the article, The World Needs Faithful Women, by President Joy D. Jones, Primary General President. Read by Jane Wise.